You've heard me use the word creative several times so far. I've made the point that thinking creatively is an important part of thinking big. But a lot of people are intimidated by that word creative. But they shouldn't be. Let me clear up a common fallacy about the meaning of creative thinking. Certain fields such as art and architecture and music and writing and science and a few others have been labeled creative. Now, certainly, those fields do involve a lot of creativity, but creative thinking is not reserved for a few special occupations or a few special people. Well, then what is creative thinking? Let me give you some examples. When a low-income family devises a plan to send their children to college, believe me, that's creative thinking. When a neighborhood group turns the neighborhood's most undesirable lot into a beauty spot, that's creative thinking. When a minister develops a plan that doubles his Sunday attendance, he's simply applying creative thinking. Figuring out ways to simplify record keeping, coming up with a new use for a computer program, selling the impossible customer, keeping the kids occupied constructively. These are all examples of practical, everyday creative thinking. And they're just as creative as the architect's new bridge or the composer's new symphony. Creative thinking is simply finding new, better, improved ways of doing things. The rewards of all types of success, success at home, success at work, success in the community, all hinge on finding ways to do things better. Now, let's see what we can do to develop and strengthen our creative thinking ability.
The first step is to simply believe it can be done. Here again is that basic truth. To do anything, you must first believe in it. Believing something can be done sets the mind in motion to find ways to do it. To illustrate this, David Schwartz often asks groups in motivation and training sessions this question: do you feel that it's possible to eliminate jails in the next 25 years? Think about this question for a moment. Now, what's your reaction to the question?